USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin that invading Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. The White House said there was no suggestion that the hour-long call diminished any threat of an imminent war in Europe. Biden also said the U.S. and its allies would respond decisively and impose swift and severe costs if the Kremlin attacked its neighbor. The two presidents spoke just after Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, warned that the U.S. intelligence shows a Russian invasion could begin within days and before the Winter Olympics end in Beijing on February 20th. Russia is still denying it intends to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Police are enforcing a judge's order to remove anti-COVID-19 mandate protesters who've blocked the Ambassador Bridge on the U.S.-Canadian border for days. The so-called Freedom Convoy protests, which initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers, expanded to a broader movement against public health measures to limit COVID-19 spread. It first started in Canada's capital, Ottawa, and returned to block the Ambassador Bridge, connecting Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. Protesters have shut down the bridge, disrupting auto companies by blocking trucks from moving auto parts between the countries. The Bank of Canada warned protesters that continuing to block the border crossing will hurt the supply chain. The Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association and several other auto groups requested the injunction, arguing that the blocking of traffic has cost the sector tens of millions of dollars each day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People are getting ready for the big game on Sunday. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The mayors of Los Angeles and Cincinnati have made a wager on the Super Bowl, as mayors of those two cities would always do. But in this case, it's the L.A. Rams and the Bengals facing off in the big game Sunday. So L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has made a bet on the game with Cincinnati's mayor, Aftab Perval. The losing mayor must wear the winning team's jersey at a news conference. The bet also calls for the winning city's mayor to donate to a children's hospital in the losing city. Mayor Garcetti said he was very much impacted by the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs who donated to the children's hospital in Buffalo after their shocking win over the Bills a few weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart has ended its mask requirements for employees that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 nationwide, according to a memo. The company, which was one of the first private employers to require masks at the start of the pandemic, sent a memo to its employees announcing the change. Walmart also said it would be ending its paid leave policy, which gave associates extra time off for COVID-19 illnesses, on March 31st. Daily health screenings will no longer be required after the end of February. The decision from Walmart comes after states and companies across the country, including Amazon, have started to lift their mask requirements as the pandemic begins to ease. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.